This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
As more business opens up in Wisconsin, health officials are concerned about the spread of coronavirus. They're urging people to take precautions when out in public. That includes wearing face masks. Shemaine Mills reports.
Healthcare workers wear face masks because they know they're around sick people. Outside the hospital, it's not always clear who might be ill and spreading germs. People are most contagious with the new coronavirus before they show symptoms. So there's a push to get everyone to cover their face when out in public. But there have been mixed messages on whether to wear a mask. Initially, people were told not to. Out of concern, they would use N95 respirators and surgical masks desperately needed for healthcare workers. Instead, some people started covering their face with cloth masks while shopping, running, and even during sidewalk sing-alongs.
Okay, you are my sunshine.
What's your key?
You are my sunshine.
You are my sunshine, like that?
You never know.
This group of neighbors on Madison's Near West Side were inspired by Italians who sang from their balconies while coronavirus raged across the country. The singers in the Dudgeon Monroe neighborhood give each other a wide berth in the street, and for extra measure, everyone wears a face mask. That includes 72-year-old Wilton Sanders. He says he's terrified of the virus and wipes down surfaces inside his home daily. When he goes out with his wife, Sue, their faces are covered.
Distancing is really what we do. The mask is more a statement that, you know, I'm looking out for you, so I'd appreciate it if you'd look out for me. But, you know, it's only a third of the people who have masks on.
Public health officials across the country are trying to change that because face coverings can block droplets from coughing, sneezing, and talking. But not everyone can wear a mask, and not everyone wants to. For those who have difficulty breathing, a mask makes it harder. They're not particularly comfortable, not to mention they change a person's appearance.
A lot of times we want to have our makeup on, our lipstick, and what have you, and sometimes a face mask may not be stylish.
That's Wanda Montgomery, Village of Brown Deer president. She wears a mask in public and wants others to. In some situations, people have no choice. Menards and Costco now require both employees and customers to wear them. Smaller businesses are too. Rachel Murray is reopening her nail salon in Rock County following the end of a local Safer at Home order. She says she'll be wearing a mask, and so will her customers, although some reluctantly.
I did have one client who was like, do I really have to wear a face mask? And I was like, yeah, you kind of really need to. I'm like, I wear one to protect you. You wear one to protect me.
But she knows customers can't see her smile beneath her mask, and conversation will be different with clients she considers friends. So the state's chummy ways may have to change, at least for the time being. On March 12th, when Governor Evers declared a public health emergency because of the pandemic, he had this to say.
We love to hug, we like to kiss, we love to be friendly. You know, that's why they call us what they call us about Wisconsin Nice. Wisconsin Nice is going to have a different look to it in the future.
Rachel Murray has decided it's worth it to get the message across in other ways because lives and her livelihood are potentially on the line. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.